Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you got the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. If you are anything like me, planning out a week's worth of meals can be extremely stressful. There's finding out what meals your family wants, making a shopping list, finding time to get all the items, and then cooking it all. Sometimes it just gets to be too much. That's why I love HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. And if you're pressed for time, HelloFresh offers 10 to 20 minute meals, low prep recipes, and quick breakfasts and lunches. Perfect for your busy schedule. Not just that, but with the easy to follow directions and pictures to guide you along the way, anyone can be the master chef in your family. Trust me, as a cooking novice, I can say without a doubt that HelloFresh makes dinner time pretty foolproof. We've been using HelloFresh for a while now, and I have never been disappointed by any of the meals. I know that if I pull out one of those little bags, my family is in for a delicious dinner time. HelloFresh now owns Green Chef, which you guys know I've talked about and raved about before. My favorite thing to do is to switch between the two to make the perfectly curated menu that my family loves. Now more than ever, HelloFresh is committed to making sure that fresh, delicious food is available. They've taken extra steps to keep their employees and customers safe, including no-contact delivery, tamper-proof packaging, and team member wellness checks. Are you ready to try it out for yourself? Go to HelloFresh.com/MorningCup12 and use the code MorningCup12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning. Cup of murder.
Revenge against your loved ones will always end up messy. With emotions high and feelings raw, there is rarely a scenario where revenge doesn't cause a lot of pain. On March 29, 2009, a man hell-bent on revenge took out his feelings of failure on elderly patients who could do nothing to defend themselves. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Robert Kenneth Wayne Stewart was a lonely boy. Despite having a relatively normal life, born September 12, 1963 in North Carolina, raised by two working parents, and attending public school until his late teens, those who knew him in his adolescence described him as a quiet loner who had a tendency of snapping when only slightly provoked. Robert, who dropped out before graduating, married for the first time in 1981, when he was just 18 years old. But the pair didn't even make it to their one-year anniversary before divorcing, after which, in 1983, Robert married 17-year-old Wanda Gay Neal, whose marriage lasted about 3 years. When they divorced, Wanda cited his extreme possessiveness, excessive drinking, and violent temper as her reason for leaving, though sources were adamant that his temper would never result in a physical altercation. He married again in 1986, but even from the beginning, made it clear that Wanda Neal was always on his mind. He compared his new wife to his ex-wife and would say things like, "Wanda doesn't do it like that," to her constantly. Around the same time, Robert started working as a house painter and eventually opened up his own painting business that, unfortunately, had to file for bankruptcy twice before being out of work completely after an injury to his back and leg. This was after an unsuccessful service in the National Guard, where, after maintaining his low rank, he was honorably discharged. His life was falling apart, and in 2001, after 15 years of marriage, his third wife finally got tired of him and left. He responded by going straight back to Wanda Neal and promising that he was a changed man, would stop drinking, and would finally treat her right. They remarried in June of 2002, but pretty quickly, Robert proved his promises were empty. He would not let Wanda go anywhere without him, and after pulling a gun on her and threatening to kill her, Wanda had had enough and left him for a second time. With her absence, Robert lost any last strand that may have been keeping him together. He would call her family at all hours, claiming there was an emergency and that she needed to come see him, and even tried contacting his ex-wife, claiming he was suffering from prostate cancer and was preparing to, quote, go away. His life was heading to rock bottom, and as depression started to take hold, Robert Kenneth Wayne Stewart came up with a plan. On March 29, 2009, hell-bent on revenge, Robert entered the Pine Lake Health Rehabilitation Nursing Home in Carthage, North Carolina, where Wanda worked as a nurse, wearing bib overalls and toting a handgun, a semi-automatic pistol, and a 12-gauge shotgun. The 45-year-old arrived in the parking lot at around 10 a.m. and began shooting into Wanda's empty car. Shot at the car of a visitor as he was driving into the lot, hitting him in the shoulder, and then walked inside of the building and began calmly shooting at the people inside. As emergency calls started to come in, the only officer on duty, 25-year-old Justin Garner, dispatched to the scene. Robert walked down the hall looking for Wanda, who had been reassigned to a different area of the building, which just so happened to have a passcode-protected door. While looking for the woman he blamed for all his troubles, he shot 7 of the residents, 2 of which were sitting helplessly in their wheelchairs while staff tried to move patients as quickly and safely as they could. One nurse, Jerry Avent, attempted to stop Robert and became the only employee killed during what was later considered the worst mass shooting in North Carolina's history. 5 minutes after the shooting began, Corporal Garner arrived and confronted Robert in the hall. After refusing to drop his weapons, Robert lowered the shotgun and fired at the officer's leg. Garner returned fire and hit him in the chest, sending him crumbling to the ground and begging for the officer to finish him off. In total, inside the 128-bed nursing home, 8 people lost their lives. Their names were Jerry Avent Jr., the 39-year-old nurse who attempted to save his patients, 98-year-old Louise Deckler, 89-year-old Lillian Dunn, 75-year-old Tessie Garner, 78-year-old John Walter Goldston, 78-year-old Bessie Hedrick, 89-year-old Margaret Johnson, and 88-year-old Jesse Vernon Muser. Wanda Neal, who was safely behind the passcoded door, was left completely unharmed. Robert Kenneth Wayne Stewart was initially charged with first-degree murder and brought to trial in 2011, where he was convicted of 8 counts of second-degree murder. In the end, when all of his sentences were totaled up, he was sent to serve 179 years, 4 months, and 20 days in prison. Corporal Justin Garner received awards for the work he did to end the Carthage nursing home shooting and put an end to a deadly rampage that could have, very easily, contained much more bloodshed. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear what terrible thing happened on March 30th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.